Education and Training Quality Authority. Kingdom of Bahrain National Examinations. Grade 12. English Language Listening Test. You have two papers, the question paper and the answer sheet. Do not open the question paper until you are told to do so. Now you will hear the instructions for the listening test. There are two parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. At the beginning of each recording, you will hear this sound. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. When you have completed all parts of the listening test, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. You must not speak during the test. Open your question paper now. The test is about to begin. Grade 12 Listening Test 2024. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear a series of 4 short extracts. For each extract, there are 2 questions. Circle the correct letter, A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
The end of term's coming up, and it's time to relax. But we know that money can be a problem, so if you're in full-time education, we can help. The UniTrip card will give you a bundle of savings, whether you're grabbing a bite to eat, catching a movie, or packing your clothes into a suitcase to get out of the classroom, away from your family for a while and fly around the world. You can really start enjoying life. Just fill in the form on our website at www.youth.
The advertisement is for students, so there is a circle around the letter C. The UniTrip card would be useful for someone who wants to book tickets for a holiday, so there is a circle around the letter A. You now have 1 minute to look at questions 1 to 8. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Extract 1.
Your dog hasn't had a good year, has she? Poor little thing. It seems like only yesterday that I removed a big piece of glass from her foot. When I first saw her, I thought she'd been trapped in a gate. Then I checked her further and noticed a dog bite on her neck, so I operated immediately. She'll be sleeping now, so you can collect her later. Before you go, I'd like to have a chat with you about the kind of help she'll need at home. As we discussed earlier, the surgery was quite straightforward and it only took an hour. Don't worry about the bill, your medical insurance will cover it. Do you want to come to my office?
Now listen again.
Your dog hasn't had a good year, has she? Poor little thing. It seems like only yesterday that I removed a big piece of glass from her foot. When I first saw her, I thought she'd been trapped in a gate. Then I checked her further and noticed a dog bite on her neck, so I operated immediately. She'll be sleeping now, so you can collect her later. Before you go, I'd like to have a chat with you about the kind of help she'll need at home. As we discussed earlier, the surgery was quite straightforward and it only took an hour. Don't worry about the bill, your medical insurance will cover it. Do you want to come to my office?
Extract 2.
Did you know that our local supermarket has started an online shopping service? I didn't until I found a leaflet about it stuck to the windscreen of my car. I didn't see any advertisements for it in the supermarket, though. They have a truck that delivers your order straight to your house. So this is what you need to do. Go on the supermarket's website and open an account. Browse through the products and choose what to buy. Mention the day and time for your delivery and pay by credit card. I didn't think it would be this simple. I wanted my order the same day and it arrived on time. It was so fast. More importantly, it saved me money because I bought many products that had great offers online.
Now listen again.
Did you know that our local supermarket has started an online shopping service? I didn't until I found a leaflet about it stuck to the windscreen of my car. I didn't see any advertisements for it in the supermarket, though. They have a truck that delivers your order straight to your house. So this is what you need to do. Go on the supermarket's website and open an account. Browse through the products and choose what to buy. Mention the day and time for your delivery and pay by credit card. I didn't think it would be this simple. I wanted my order the same day and it arrived on time. It was so fast. More importantly, it saved me money because I bought many products that had great offers online.
Extract 3.
You're an experienced diver, are you? We highly recommend a visit to the country's first underwater theme park, not far from the hotel here. We tend to send many guests there. You will, of course, need to visit the dive centre first, organise your dive trip and pay your fees. You'll be amazed at the 70-metre-long aeroplane which has been placed at the bottom of the sea. This will encourage a natural environment for all the beautiful sea creatures. The Ministry of Culture has launched this project to improve the pearl trade, but the theme park's goal is to become an international tourist attraction, giving a unique experience for divers. Also, schools and universities are planning to use the aeroplane as an underwater laboratory, allowing students to do practical experiments.
Now listen again.
You're an experienced diver, are you? We highly recommend a visit to the country's first underwater theme park, not far from the hotel here. We tend to send many guests there. You will, of course, need to visit the dive centre first, organise your dive trip and pay your fees. You'll be amazed at the 70-metre-long aeroplane which has been placed at the bottom of the sea. This will encourage a natural environment for all the beautiful sea creatures. The Ministry of Culture has launched this project to improve the pearl trade, but the theme park's goal is to become an international tourist attraction, giving a unique experience for divers. Also, schools and universities are planning to use the aeroplane as an underwater laboratory, allowing students to do practical experiments.
Extract 4. Good evening, this is your captain speaking. Firstly, apologies for the late arrival of this aeroplane, which was due to a passenger being sick and needing urgent treatment. Unfortunately, now the food truck has broken down, so staff are quickly loading the meals. Also, the aeroplane engineers are just doing their final safety checks and then will be ready to take off. I'm a little worried that there'll be several aeroplanes in front of us to land at London City Airport, which may cause a few issues, but I'll update you during the flight. I'll try and reduce as much time as possible for passengers continuing their travels from London. I suggest you keep your seatbelts on because the weather on the way might be stormy. Enjoy your flight. Now listen again. Good evening, this is your captain speaking. Firstly, apologies for the late arrival of this aeroplane, which was due to a passenger being sick and needing urgent treatment. Unfortunately, now the food truck has broken down, so staff are quickly loading the meals. Also, the aeroplane engineers are just doing their final safety checks and then will be ready to take off. I'm a little worried that there'll be several aeroplanes in front of us to land at London City Airport, which may cause a few issues, but I'll update you during the flight. I'll try and reduce as much time as possible for passengers continuing their travels from London. I suggest you keep your seatbelts on because the weather on the way might be stormy. Enjoy your flight. Now turn to part 2. Part 2. Questions 9 to 14. You will hear an interview with Matthew Round, a language specialist, talking about learning new languages. Circle the correct letter A, B, or C. Before we start, here is an example.
Good morning, listeners. Today we are talking with Matthew Round, a language specialist. Matthew, tell us why you are here today.
Hi, thank you for having me here. Well, I love languages. I taught myself to speak 6 languages fluently, and I can understand several more. I learnt Greek when I was young. Maybe that's why I found languages easy. I can honestly say if you speak other languages, then you can talk to the world. So today, I'd like to share some top tips with you on how to learn languages.
The purpose of the interview is to make suggestions on how languages are learned. So there is a circle around the letter B. You have 1 minute to look at questions 9 to 14. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Good morning, listeners. Today we are talking with Matthew Round, a language specialist. Matthew, tell us why you are here today.
Hi, thank you for having me here. Well, I love languages. I taught myself to speak 6 languages fluently, and I can understand several more. I learnt Greek when I was young. Maybe that's why I found languages easy. I can honestly say if you speak other languages, then you can talk to the world. So today, I'd like to share some top tips with you on how to learn languages.
Learning a language can be challenging for some. How do you keep focused?
I think you need to have a good reason to learn a language. Otherwise, you won't stay motivated. Learning a new language to show off to a friend isn't enough. My brother, Mark, and I learned languages together, and it really encourages me to keep going. Some people talk to themselves in the new language while they are learning. This could be a good way to practice and help to build your confidence too.
So, in your opinion, what's the best way to learn a language?
There are several learning techniques. Some people think that staying in the place where the language is spoken is the best way to learn. However, I believe that you'll benefit more from staying at home, where you can communicate, understand, and interact with daily situations just by using the internet. A more traditional approach is to learn grammar rules and then apply them by translating sentences, which isn't, in my opinion, the perfect way to develop speaking skills.
There are many language learning applications, but are they really beneficial?
These applications do seem to be popular with many people. They are easy to access on your phone or device, and people who don't have time can learn wherever they are. However, you can't use them to learn how to read or write in the language. They are designed more for speaking, and many people are using language learning applications just before they travel to a new country to be able to communicate using the local language.
And which foreign language is the British favourite?
I think German is the easiest language for British people to learn. This is because of its basic grammar rules and word order, which are similar to English. Research suggests that in Britain, for historical reasons, French is still the most popular language to learn. Experts say that even though learning Spanish is straightforward for many people because of the easy pronunciation, the British find the grammar rules complicated.
So, Matthew, what's your secret to learning another language?
My answer is simple. There is no secret. You really don't need to take any expensive language learning courses, especially if you're on a budget. The simplest way is to take a child's attitude, like a desire to play in the language and to laugh at mistakes. It's true that some people like to use a new language creatively by writing songs, poems, or stories, but not everyone can do this.
And do you have any worries about the future of languages?
There are more than 6,000 languages spoken globally at present. But what really worries language specialists is the prediction that around 90% of world languages are likely to die out. Many parents are annoyed that their children are not learning their native languages because today's youth don't think it will be useful. Also, there are certain cultures and smaller economies which will struggle to survive because they're unable to speak the main business languages of English and Chinese.
Now listen again.
Good morning, listeners. Today we are talking with Matthew Round, a language specialist. Matthew, tell us why you are here today.
Hi, thank you for having me here. Well, I love languages. I taught myself to speak 6 languages fluently, and I can understand several more. I learnt Greek when I was young. Maybe that's why I found languages easy. I can honestly say if you speak other languages, then you can talk to the world. So today, I'd like to share some top tips with you on how to learn languages.
Learning a language can be challenging for some. How do you keep focused?
I think you need to have a good reason to learn a language. Otherwise, you won't stay motivated. Learning a new language to show off to a friend isn't enough. My brother, Mark, and I learned languages together, and it really encourages me to keep going. Some people talk to themselves in the new language while they're learning. This could be a good way to practice and help to build your confidence too.
So, in your opinion, what's the best way to learn a language?
There are several learning techniques. Some people think that staying in the place where the language is spoken is the best way to learn. However, I believe that you'll benefit more from staying at home, where you can communicate, understand, and interact with daily situations just by using the internet. A more traditional approach is to learn grammar rules and then apply them by translating sentences, which isn't, in my opinion, the perfect way to develop speaking skills.
There are many language learning applications, but are they really beneficial?
These applications do seem to be popular with many people. They are easy to access on your phone or device, and people who don't have time can learn wherever they are. However, you can't use them to learn how to read or write in the language. They are designed more for speaking, and many people are using language learning applications just before they travel to a new country to be able to communicate using the local language.
And which foreign language is the British favourite?
I think German is the easiest language for British people to learn. This is because of its basic grammar rules and word order, which are similar to English. Research suggests that in Britain, for historical reasons, French is still the most popular language to learn. Experts say that even though learning Spanish is straightforward for many people because of the easy pronunciation, the British find the grammar rules complicated.
So, Matthew, what's your secret to learning another language?
My answer is simple. There is no secret. You really don't need to take any expensive language learning courses, especially if you're on a budget. The simplest way is to take a child's attitude, like a desire to play in the language and to laugh at mistakes. It's true that some people like to use a new language creatively by writing songs, poems, or stories, but not everyone can do this.
And do you have any worries about the future of languages?
There are more than 6,000 languages spoken globally at present. But what really worries language specialists is the prediction that around 90% of world languages are likely to die out. Many parents are annoyed that their children are not learning their native languages, because today's youth don't think it will be useful. Also, there are certain cultures and smaller economies which will struggle to survive, because they're unable to speak the main business languages of English and Chinese.
We have now come to the end of the test. You now have 5 minutes to look over your answers and copy them onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. You will be reminded when there is 1 minute left. You now have 1 minute left. That is the end of the listening test.